So each November, beer fans line up on Black Friday to secure a bottle or two or three of Goose Island's Bourbon County Stout. Now, the stout is aged in bourbon barrels and comes in a traditional Bourbon County Stout variant, as well as a number of special edition variants that are distributed in very, very limited quantities. And before I introduce our guest from Goose Island, I have one critical beer connoisseur with me in studio. And that is the one, the only, second appearance in the last month, Brian Noonan. Because when I think beer, buddy, you're the first guy that comes to mind.
Well,
honestly.
Thank you. And yeah. I always do appreciate coming in for this and hanging with the folks from Goose Island. Yeah. Last Friday, I was at FOBAB sampling hundreds of... Well, I didn't
say what that
hundreds.
Is. Yeah, explain
FOBAB is the festival. It used to be the festival of wood and barrel-aged beer, but somehow the wood part fell away. So it's all barrel-aged, and it's beers and meads, and this year there were ciders, and everything is aged in some sort of barrel or touches some sort of wood, and it's a huge event for the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild. Or association. Is it guild or association?
Guild.
I was right the first time. That's good. So it's a huge national thing, and brewers from all over the country come in, and there's a competition. But, you know, there's no doubt about it, and this is, I'm not sucking up just because I'm looking at a unbelievable placemat of Bourbon County stuff, but Goose Island did start this whole thing, so there's a reason.
There's a lot of bandwagon jumpers on this thing, right?
Not so much bandwagon. There's so many new breweries.
Yeah,
so
right.
they all see this, and everybody's following trends. And this is a hugely popular trend and has been for over a decade. So people are rightfully excited about it. And it is it's still a big deal on Black Friday when Bourbon County Stouts come out.
It's true. And here's the one thing that I know, and you know on radio too, it's not fun listening to people drink and eat on air.
No, but it'll be fun listening to us after we drink on air. That's the key.
No, but I really, you know, like when I'm driving around, I've listened to shows all my life, and I'm like, okay, I'm not partaking in that. What we've done, and this is what's great about Mike, and we'll introduce him in a minute here, is that, you know, he's very descriptive. We really talk about the details, where it came from. Like, so we want to explain to everybody what is the phenomenon behind this, and for you to go out and get the variant that might be attractive to you. We want to just kind of break it down because this is a big Black Friday deal.
Right. And it is. And I always had the same thing when I would have brewers in. It's a passion, and the brewers all have passion. So the listeners are, I hope, the goal is that they're learning something.
Right.
Maybe it's something they hadn't thought they might like, but hearing everybody talk about it, they go, you know what, that sounds like something I at least want to try it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So that's the key.
No question. And joining us is Mike Siegel. He's a senior innovation manager and for Goose Island, and brewer Emily Cosmo, who we haven't talked to in a few years. Nice to have you both.
Thank you. Welcome in. Thank you. Absolutely.
So, Mike, your passion, you know, for beer and all that started when you were in diapers. No, I'm kidding. You were in your early 20s, really. And you've been with Goose Island almost a decade, right?
Yeah. My 10-year anniversary is in 2 weeks.
Wow. Look at that.
My first day on the job was in the brew house brewing Bourbon County Stout. So even 10 years ago, you know, the momentum's building each year, right? But even 10 years ago, I remember having that awe. Like, I'm brewing Bourbon County Stout. Proprietors is our Chicago-only Bourbon County release, right? It's to thank the faithful that made Bourbon County what it is to do a Chicago-only release.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the last in our tasting of eight. You got to wait. You got to go through the first seven. But it's well worth it. And so it comes in a box. It's Chicago only. It's a bit of an internal competition to create these concepts. And again, Emily has created three. 2016 was chipotle peppers and cocoa nibs.
Yeah.
It was delightful. A little bit polarizing, admittedly, with the smoky and the spice, but I absolutely loved it. Last year, the inspiration was Spumoni.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dessert.
Which was wonderful.
And I'll leave you hanging for the
We'll do that.
We got to build up to that one.
Okay.
But speaking of all this, you're senior innovation manager. What does that mean?
Means I've got an awesome job.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So I started as a brewer, and I mentioned first day on the job brewing Bourbon County Stout. Was promoted to innovation manager about 8 years ago, and I got to work directly with Bourbon County Stout a lot more. And now got recent promotion to senior manager, and so overseeing all new beer development at Goose Island, essentially.
Gotcha. And Emily, your job day to day is to just create something fabulous as well, right?
You got it.
That's fun. But I mean, the experimental process, like how do you even start with like ideas for some of these things? Is it favorite foods? Is it things that inspired you that you, you know, other drinks growing up? Like what's some of that stuff?
So for last year's 2020, that one is kind of funny because that one appeared to me in a dream. Oh. I was thinking so hard about what to do next for Bourbon County, for Bourbon County Stout, that I guess my brain tried to solve it for me. And I had this dream that we were serving Spumoni ice cream in our Goose Island tap room alongside the beer. And I woke up, had to write it down right away. That's it.
That's
so
awesome.
So I worked on mocking it up. I'm also Italian on my father's side. So
that's where the Spumoni came
Spumoni's
from.
Always been my favorite ice cream.
Yeah, right.
So that was another no-brainer there.
Gotcha. So Bourbon County itself, though, how old is Bourbon County Stout? And tell us a little history about that so folks know.
Yeah, it goes back to 1992. So then brewmaster Greg Hall, son of founder John Hall, wanted to commemorate Batch 1000 at the Clybourne, the 1800 North Clybourne. I actually was there earlier today. It's the original Goose Island location. He wanted to commemorate Batch 1000, do something special, and he had just made the acquaintance of the grandson of Jim Beam, Booker No. He was then master distiller Jim Beam. This is, again, in the early 90s. And they made their acquaintance. They met at a beer, bourbon, and cigar dinner, and Greg said, you know what, I've been thinking about putting a beer in bourbon barrels. Can you get me a couple bourbon barrels? And of course, Booker said, sure. And a couple weeks later, a couple of Jim Beam barrels showed up at Clybourne. Greg had brewed a big imperial stout, malty, chocolate, just overflowing out of the vessel, and high alcohol. And he needed to make a beer that stood up to the big character of bourbon, right?
Yeah.
The alcohol,
yeah.
The vanilla, the caramel.
Sure.
So he needed this big stout, and it just ended up being the perfect match for bourbon.
Gotcha. Okay. And then so when you talk about all the barrels, that you were really one of the first that did this.
The first bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask you this, because I know it's like asking who your favorite kid is and stuff, but I'll ask all of you this. Like, do you have like a top favorite, like one or two that you're like, man, I that was the best?
You know, it's been, geez, so I've been with Goose for 10 years. It's been, I would say, 40 different variants we've done officially.
Yeah.
One that stands out was one of my earlier ones, 2013 Backyard Rye, where we actually harvested mulberries from Humble Park trees, from mulberry trees, usually a nuisance tree, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I stepped in this big pile of mulberries, but we actually intentionally harvested like 250 pounds of local mulberries, and there were many other berries in that, but I think that was then brewmaster Brett Porter, my wife, a few others, and so that was really special to be able to just kind of go out into the city and use an ingredient in that beer.
So for you, it may not be just the best tasting, it's the experience behind
making it. It was also very good tasting.
Is that very good tasting?
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd that come from, Dave? So you made this mulberry stout that was really horrible. I don't know if you...
What about you, Bri?
I always fall back. The original is every year it is consistently great.
Yep.
The proprietors I always like. And then I really liked a couple years ago. It was really sweet. A lot of people I knew a lot of people who liked it, a lot of people who didn't. I loved the wheat wine.
Okay, all right.
It was a barley wine, and it's a lot different. It was a blonde barley wine, and it was, like I said, a little
sweeter.
Was it
a few years ago, you said?
Yeah, was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
So last year was Caramella, which used the wheat wine as the base beer and used some other adjuncts in there. And then we did wheat wine for two different years.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, the wheat wine. But I go back. I like all the, the adjuncts that are in there. But the original and the proprietors always seem to do it. I did like one. I was lucky enough last year and this year to win the Prop Day giveaway. So tomorrow's my pickup date. I'm very excited.
Nice.
But last year you guys put in a question mark bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brewed with coconut.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited, and a couple months ago I opened it up with my producer friend Cody. It was phenomenal.
Oh, nice.
It was really, really good.
Obviously, last year was a weird one for all of us, and we had to get creative with how we were going to distribute. Dave's been to Prop Day for many years, and we had to do it different last year, and we're going to have to do it different this year.
Right.
But that was a little treat that we included. But that was a nod to 2013 proprietors, the original proprietors.
Okay.
Was the rye base beer with the toasted coconut.
Oh,
Emily, did you have a fave besides the Spumoni?
You're going to make me choose between my three beer babies?
yes.
Well, I'll actually then, instead of my three proprietors, Prop 2014 was... I had it at FOBAB that year, and I wasn't at Goose yet. And it always stood out to me as one of the most fantastic beers I've ever had of all beers.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's awesome. That's always up there.
I would say Northwoods was one of my favorites. And I think I was at Prop with you on that one. And we just kept going back and going back and going back. But and then there was an Earl Grey one. And was that last year?
That was last year.
Yeah, Kentucky Fog.
Which I really enjoyed, too.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed, too. We're talking to Mike Siegel. We're talking to Emily Cosmo and the great Brian Noonan. We're talking beer tonight and the Goose Island's Bourbon County Stout. And we're going to start talking about all the variants. There's the normal one. There's seven variants. And we're going to do that next here on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Mike Siegel, Emily Cosmo, and the great Brian Noonan, beer connoisseur, about Bourbon County Stout. And we're going to go through a couple of them here. By the way, the great packaging, as always, every year. It's not only the bottles, but, I mean, some of the canisters and so forth that it comes in. But let's start off with the traditional Bourbon County Stout.
Yeah, the beer that started it all in 1992. Mm-hmm. I call it the most important beer that we make. Mm-hmm. And it's so much about the brewery that Emily and I work at revolves around making this beer. So Imperial Stout, and what that means in layman's terms, is a big kind of chocolate-forward caramel beer. You get the bourbon notes, the vanilla, more caramel, coconut. You get almond and a nuttiness that comes with the aging time, often some fruit character like cherry, blackberry. It's a big beer, 2 alcohols this year, 14 and 14.4%.
Gotcha.
And this is a 500 milliliter bottle, so share with your loved ones.
You're not buying a six-pack. You're not buying a six-pack in all this. But here's the thing, though. What are some of the distilleries that the barrels are coming from for the Bourbon County South this year?
You're a real pro. You know that. You set me up so well. Great bourbon distilleries. I think the best. Heaven Hill maker. You may not know that name, but they're the makers of Evan Williams, Elijah Craig, Larceny, et cetera. Great bourbon. Buffalo Trace. People know the name Buffalo Trace if they know bourbon. They make many different bourbons. And Wild Turkey, again, a familiar name. So three great distilleries make up a Bourbon County Stout.
How much has the recipe for the original changed over the years? Because, it's consistently excellent. So, but I'm sure you've tweaked it a little, maybe not?
It's an interesting question. Our job is to make Bourbon County Stout the best beer we've ever made every single year. It's right. Greg Hall's beer. He's no longer brewing it. We are. So it's really important for us to carry on that tradition, and consistency is important. So when we say a recipe might change, there might be some nuances in there to suit the environment. It's just a technical way of kind of getting more out of your brew. But ultimately, we want the flavor to be very consistent year to year. But bourbon barrel-aged beers do. I mean, you know this. The weather can affect, and we can get into the story of that. But, you know, we don't temperature control our warehouse. So it's cold in there now. It's going to be warm in there in the summertime.
Right,
and that heat, and it's wood, it fluctuates. The beer moves within the barrel. Very nuanced, but it does. And it interacts with the oak and the bourbon within.
And when you use barrels from a number of different distilleries, does that do you worry at all that you're trying to get this consistent flavor of the original, and you've got Heaven Hill barrels and you've got Buffalo Trace barrels, and while they're all great bourbons, do they change the complexity of the stout at all?
I think in a good way.
Okay.
Again, we want to make the beer great, and just like we use different hops and different malts, a bourbon barrel is an ingredient. You can't make Bourbon County Stout without bourbon barrels. So I think our philosophy is, as long as we work with great distilleries that are making great bourbon, that's going to be a great ingredient to add to Bourbon County Stout.
Okay.
And then otherwise, we moved our warehouse 6 years ago. Right. It was a significant change. We had major additions to our brew house, to how we make the wort. But our goal is to keep it to the everyday drinker. I want them to love this beer as much as they did 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
And these are served in snifters, because, I mean, that's just kind of the way you drink this. It's not in a beer glass. You prefer not to drink it out of the bottle. This is just a way to really enjoy it. This is not a Miller Lite.
You have fancy pants?
It might be too fancy.
You drink it however.
His or her own.
I'm being too fancy. All right, let's do one more before the break. Let's do the Reserve 150. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we started doing the Reserve series a number of years ago, and this is a way of highlighting an individual brand within an individual distillery. And we just talked about the three distilleries that make up Bourbon County Stout. The only thing difference, aging time is the same. The original recipe from the brew house is the same. So we used Old Forester. If you know bourbon, Old Forester has been around for a long time. In fact,
my favorite.
150.
Yeah.
They celebrated their 150th anniversary last year.
Okay.
So they released a 150th anniversary bourbon, a very, very special, hard to get bourbon. But we got the barrels last year.
I do taste cherry. Cherry in here. Barrels.
Yes.
And there's some honeycomb involved in this,
too.
Yeah,
yeah. There's some great. I get a black currant out of it. They propagate their own yeast. I know that's a big word for radio listeners, but all that means is I think they get a particular fruitiness out of their bourbon that translates to this beer. Again, I call it black currant. There's a nice almond nutty note there.
And great clean bourbon. And smooth. Yeah, it tastes great.
Old Forester.
Goose Island Bourbon County Stout, Mike Siegel, Emily Cosmo, Brian Noonan, and we'll be back after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. Brian Noonan in studio, Mike Siegel, Emily Cosmo from Goose Island, and we're talking about Bourbon County Stout. And we've got three. We're going to try this segment. Blanton's is the hot name in bourbon right now. Am I wrong?
Yeah, everybody's hunting Blanton's. Like, that's the way.
Like
to
they've
go.
Got a guy,
mm-hmm.
and it's $200 or it's $150, and they're going to sell it to you for whatever. But this is a hot bourbon.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while. This was aged 18 months, so about 6 months longer than original. But yeah, Blanton's. You know, 6-7 years ago, you used to be able to find on the shelf all the time. I'm talking about the bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and it was like that first premium bourbon that I had. They were the first single barrel bourbon. It's a big thing now, single barrel picks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they were the first one back in, I think, 84. So this is aged, again, original recipe, aged for 18 months in Blanton's barrels.
And a great packaging.
We really tried. Yeah. So it's a box, just like Blanton's box. It's the bag. We got the same manufacturer, the bag that does the Blanton's bag. Yeah. And then it comes with a tiny little,
the
50
horse.
ml,
right?
The stopper, the horse cork stopper. Yep. That's all included in the box. So it's the marketing team did an excellent job.
So I mean,
they do a great job every year, but this one is outstanding.
So, I mean, do you think that's going to be the one most sought after?
Yeah,
I think so, too. So let's talk a little bit about it here. So let's have a little sip. Let's all talk about it so we can... Oh, Brian's already got it going.
Well, yeah, but it's impolite to just sit here and stare at it. Plus, it was calling me. It's talking to me. I said, Mike, the Reserve 150, you really felt the bourbon in a good way. Mm-hmm. There was that warmth. This is the same, but because it's Blanton's and not Old Forester, the bourbon has a different texture and a different heat. But it comes. It's again comforting. Is the word if you're sitting around a fire and you have a bourbon, it's comforting.
Yeah.
And this stout and the Reserve 150 both have that strong bourbon flavor that makes you just go, oh, I want to sit and sip this for a while.
By a fire in some cold weather. That's how I feel.
Or in my car in a parking lot or behind a dumpster at Burger King. It doesn't really matter.
Wow, I'm not Burger King now. You're upgrading a little.
Listen, it's the home of the Whopper, Dave.
This one turned out great. I get some maple notes, which I don't normally get out of Bourbon County, just a different character of sweetness. I get some great fudgy chocolate notes. It's definitely Bourbon County Stout, but what we try to do with these by changing up and focusing on one brand of one distillery is just highlight what that particular bourbon barrel gives.
Now, the next one is, it's cherry wood, and I got my notes mixed up earlier because I was talking about honeycomb. So let's talk a little bit about this and how this all came together.
Yeah, so these next two have a theme, and that's toasted wood. Now, this is not oak, so oak is what makes up a bourbon barrel,
of course.
What
does that mean, toasted? Like, how are you toasting it?
So this is cherry wood, so it's hard to describe, but imagine a honeycomb, a piece of cherry wood. So this is the wood of a cherry tree. Cut into a plank, and they drill a bunch of little holes, and it looks like a honeycomb, like a large honeycomb. We take Bourbon County Stout that's aged for a year, just like original, and finish it. We take it out of the barrel and finish it on these wood honeycombs. It's toasted, so it brings out some sweet aromatics, Belgian waffle. I call it Werther's Original, kind of a buttery caramel note.
How long are you finishing this?
A couple of days. So it's
that's
relatively
so
quick, relative to the year it was in the barrel.
Is it like, because I barbecue, and so when I smoke, I use cherry wood because it does give a sweeter smoke. Is that kind of the same idea?
Yes, without the smoke. Yeah, we're looking. And people may make that exact link, but yes, this is not smoked cherry wood. This is toasted, so it's going to bring out some of those sweet aromatics, a light cherry note, and a touch of acidity and a bit of tannin in the finish.
But buttery.
I've got that. Buttery is a bad word in the beer world, but it's I call it like a buttery, like a Werther's, like a butter caramel, very elegantly so.
Gotcha. And you do get the hint of the cherry or the the sweet fruit thing, but again, nothing overpowering. That's the nice thing when you guys add things. None of them overpower. It all blends together for...
This one's more nuanced, and I think cherry was the... We looked at a lot of different woods, some other fruit woods. Cherry was the logical way to start this, and I think we'll do it again because I oftentimes get cherry out of Bourbon County style cherry blackberry notes. So I think it was a good fit in that regard.
Gotcha. Speaking of toasted, another double barrel toasted, and this is Elijah Craig barrels,
So this brings together a couple of things that we've done over the years, a partnership with a great distillery, Elijah Craig, as you mentioned, double barrel. So this is aging the beer in two different barrels, 1 year in Elijah Craig small batch, the Elijah Craig that you can get on the shelf, great bourbon. Last year, they released an Elijah Craig toasted barrel. So they finished their whiskey, their 7 to 12-year-old whiskey, in these toasted barrels.
That's the double toasted.
Toasted and flash charred. But all bourbon barrels are charred. These are toasted. And so 1 year in Elijah Craig small batch, 1 year in these toasted barrels. And you can really taste it. Oak, when you have a medium toast on oak, you can bring out a lot of fruit character. Of course, there's some kind of that toasted marshmallow. The vanilla comes out, which is part of American oak. But that fruit character was really surprising to me.
It does taste like the marshmallow being just lightly toasted. And you get that like almost seconds after you get into it. Yeah.
Really, really happy. This one was... We've never done anything quite like this before, using a toasted barrel to finish Bourbon County Stout. So we're really happy.
How hard is it to get barrels now? Because when Goose Island started this, probably nobody was getting barrels. Now everybody and their brother is barrel aging something or other.
That is true. I don't think you can go to a brewery in this country where somebody isn't. The smallest brewery's got one barrel tucked away, you know? That's a great question. It's getting tougher. Honestly, the biggest pull for bourbon barrels is Scotch.
Oh.
Yeah, most of the bourbon barrels being dumped every year are going to Scotland.
Okay.
Scotch is almost all aged in bourbon, some sherry, but it's mostly ex-bourbon. So brewers, even as big as us, only make up maybe 10-15%.
But I would think you'd be a priority in getting the barrels since you're the first.
I would think so, right? Yeah.
But it's competitive. It's competitive, and we've got specifications for barrels. We don't want to take, we talked about the distilleries we work with.
Right.
We've got age specifications, so minimum 4-year-old, meaning the whiskey was 4 years old when it came out of the barrel. So we've got pretty tight specifications because we want to make, of course, the best possible beer.
And you said, again, this is in the regular barrel first, the small batch, and then it goes into their toasted.
The toasted barrel.
Okay.
Yeah, and Elijah Craig, again, you can get the small batch every day. It's one of the best kind of bourbons that you can get on the shelf. We're talking a lot about bourbons that are tough to get, like the 150, of course, Blanton's.
I know. That's why this is so special this year.
This one, the toasted barrel, I'm not sure if it's an everyday offering for them, but it's definitely something that was new last year.
It's awesome. Love it. And so that was the Blanton's, the Cherrywood, and the Double Barrel Toaster. We're going to talk about the Classic Cola, the 14 Stout, and the proprietors with Brian Noonan, Mike Siegel, and Emily Cosmo from Goose Island next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer here, back with you on 720 WGN. We're with Brian Noonan, we're with Mike Siegel and Emily Cosmo from Goose Island. We're talking about Bourbon County Stout, and there's three more variants that are being released this year, but... When you're coming up with all these, it is a true competition between your brewers, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, these last three are a different category. The first five we've talked about the barrels, and of course that's a big part of every Bourbon County Stout. But for these last three, we add adjuncts. Brian's mentioned this a couple times. It's essentially non-standard brewing ingredients,
dropping stuff.
Could be coffee, could be cocoa nibs, could be vanilla, could be different fruits. We're adding to those things to Bourbon County Stout after the barrel aging process. So it starts at the beginning of every single year. We'll give the brewers a liter of Bourbon County Stout. Take it home, go to your favorite grocery store, buy some ingredients, use your inspiration, your favorite cocktail, your favorite dessert, like Emily's done. And whatever your inspiration is that you feel would make a great Bourbon County Stout variant, and bring it in on the predetermined date and time, usually the first week of January, second week of January. We all pile together, and I don't want to know who created the variant. So that's just smart. A jar.
Yeah.
It's just Spumoni. or you know, caramella or something, that, listing the ingredients. So we don't want to know who created it. We don't want to know that it was your grandma's recipe. But we want to taste
taking
it.
Taking the emotion out.
We want to be wowed by the flavor. That we call it the proof of concept.
So brewers Paul and Jason, they love cola. But, you know, the work to... Okay, we love cola. How do we get that flavor out of it? That's a lot of work leading up
and,
to that.
And specifically classic cola. So this was inspired by the original 19th century recipe. This does not contain cocaine.
I was going to say.
It does contain a lot of the ingredients that they found in an original recipe. So a lot of a lot of citrus notes. So
very much so.
A lot of coriander, a lot of nutmeg, brown sugar, lime juice, orange juice, lime zest, orange zest. It's vanilla. It their idea was to bring that refreshing quality of the beverage, of this memory of a beverage, to Bourbon County Stout.
I think they really hit it. But yeah, you talk about the fruit and that you taste that in the, and so maybe some brown sugar in there,
like for those molasses notes.
Molasses notes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm happy with how this one turned out. Of course, it's we've never done anything quite like this. We've never used this many ingredients, which was a daunting task. But Jason and Paul are fantastic brewers. They're best friends. They work so well together, and they're really well executed on this one.
All right, we've got the 14 Stout. Let's talk a little bit about that. And this is a previous proprietors, correct?
This was, so 14 references 2014 and specifically 2014 proprietors. I mentioned earlier that proprietors is our Chicago only release. It's our thanks to Chicago, to the Bourbon County faithful for being so loyal. That contained cassia bark, cocoa nibs, Panela sugar and coconut water, and it was a fan favorite, and we're still pouring the last
one. Extremely fragrant, by the way.
Yes, we're starting to get bold here on these last two.
Yeah.
So this one was a fan favorite. We still pour the original in the tap room, the last little bits of it, every now and again. Uh-huh. So we wanted to go back to the archive and remake this one and have people taste it. It's going to go out nationally, so we'll go beyond Chicago.
What do you think about this? 2014, you probably have a much wider audience for this beer now. Mm-hmm. And so reintroducing them to some of the original classics that were really big, that's kind of a big deal.
This is the only beer of the eight that is a different brewhouse recipe. Gotcha. So it contains some rye malt, right? Tends to be a little spicy. It's also aged in rye whiskey barrels as opposed to bourbon barrels. So close cousin of bourbon, same type of barrel, but it uses rye malt instead of, or rye grain instead of corn.
And I want to spend a lot of time on this proprietors because, again, extremely fragrant. Emily is here and she's been with us before. This is the third that you've had one before. So that's a big deal. That's a crown. I think you deserve a crown for this. So talk a little bit about your inspiration behind the proprietors. Again, only available in Chicago.
So, as Mike was saying, you know, we take home some original Bourbon County, go buy ingredients and play around. So last winter when we were working on this, I was actually pregnant. So one of my biggest cravings was ice cream.
Oh, okay.
And
All right.
Specifically strawberry ice cream. And I, you know, remembered my dad, he grew up in Chicago, telling me stories of, you know,
the good humor man
coming down the street, running after the ice cream truck to go get that strawberry shortcake bar. And, you know, when they, you know, that bar's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I had it as a kid, too, and remembered, you know, all the great memories of hearing about that, having it as a child myself. And, you know, I was about to have a child of my own, so it all seemed to fit really well to bring, you know, strawberry and vanilla to, you know, make that ice cream creaminess. And then the coconut is there, kind of reminiscent of that crunchy part on the outside.
Yeah.
So that's where all of those flavors come into play. And, yeah, when you smell this, it is just like that good humor bar.
Well, I was going to say, Brian, before you even taste it, it's coming into your it's so fragrant. So strawberry is what the big focus is here. And so when you think about summer, and so this might be something you want to enjoy one and then buy, you know, you, if you're gonna get a two-wood prop day, put it away for summer.
This is, you definitely get the strawberry and the vanilla undertones.
Very good. It's a very refreshing BCS.
No wonder you are a three-time proprietor's
winner. That's exactly. What does she win, Mark?
A fantastic beer.
You don't give them like bejeweled barrel rings so that Emily can just hold up
just
her,
like Michael Jordan,
like her hand on Brewers Weekly and go, "Look at me, I'm the goat."
No, this one really turned out great. The coconut, you know, you mentioned like a beer like this tastes is by design we want it to taste best on Black Friday. Like it might be might peak a little bit. You know, right on Black Friday, and that it might, you know, we put a 2-year best buy date on this, and that doesn't mean the beer goes bad after 2 years. It might just be a little bit different.
Yeah.
So right, I encourage people to drink it now or put one in the cellar, drink it later, whatever your choice.
Well, that's what you said with the 14. Like, you could go back and taste one of them, but they're not going to taste what you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to achieve this year.
Correct.
Since most of us don't have big fancy beer cellars, Mike, we're not, you know, hoity-toity innovation officers. Where can
the
we...
bad rep over here.
No, not at all. So... I keep mine just in the basement. Is that okay? A lot of people have basements. Is that a good place to keep
Cool them? Is great. The colder, the better to maintain the profile of the beer. So great story. So original, 2014. We found some 2014 original in our cooler. There was some lost cases. I tasted it last year, so 6 years old. It tasted the way that beer tasted when it was freshly bottled.
Because it was kept at
40 degrees.
Okay. So if you have a beer fridge, it's okay to... Keep it in the fridge?
Keep everything as cold as you can to maintain the profile. Now, if you can only do ambient in your basement and it's 50 degrees or so, that's great. Okay. The cooler, the better.
Okay. There's also, you know, every year, and we've got about a minute left, there's also every year, there's other items that are usually released. I know this is a different year for Prop Day and everything, but Updown Cigar always does a Bourbon County Stout where they're using, you know, the barrels to make their cigars. There's been syrup. There's been stuff with Bang Bang Pie, who sent over a pie, and they're going to join us a little bit later. But you like doing these collaborations.
Yes, they're local partnerships. Again, you know, proprietors in particular is kind of a thank you to Chicago. And then we do Prop Days and a lot of different events at Black at Clybourne, the original Goose Island location. We're doing tastings starting at 9 a.m. on Black Friday. I'm hosting the first one.
Oh, good Lord.
Our 18 West Fulton Tap Room is doing tastings all day. So
that's great.
Look them up on the website, and you'll be able to find whatever you need.
Emily, excellent. Beautiful job with this.
And nice job, absolutely. Emily. Congrats.
Mike Siegel from Goose Island, Emily Cosmo from Goose Island, thank you so much for coming here. Again, tradition, almost 10 years doing that. Brian, always a pleasure having you join me.
Thank you for having me.
No, this
is great. I always enjoy it, and good to see Mike again and Emily again. 3-time winner. Keep pushing for those rings. That should be in the next negotiation.
I love that.